T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today on Mayor Monday, we welcome in Plymouth's Mayor, Oliver Wolcott. And Mayor, thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
With the holiday season upon us now, how does a traditional downtown like yours, very lovely and all lit up and all that, but is it tough to compete with the big box stores, the malls, and online shopping? The Amazon seems to rule everything.
They do, but I think we're in a unique position, not only our location being right between Ann Arbor and Detroit. We're very fortunate to have an incredibly walkable downtown. So our central business district is laid out in a way that's very conducive for young families, people of all ages and backgrounds, to hit a lot of stores very quickly. And after they're done shopping, to hit a number of restaurants and bars. And we also have a number of events that we put on throughout the year. We're welcoming Santa to town this Friday. We have a number of other events, Christmas in Plymouth the following Thursday, the 6th, and Ice Festival even after the holidays in January. So we're a 365 community now.
So define 365.
Every day of the year, literally, there's something to do downtown Plymouth. When I grew up, 15, 20 years ago, after graduating, the sidewalks rolled up at 6 o'clock. And, a lot of people had left Plymouth and communities like ours to go to the big cities. And now they're coming back. They're bringing their families and raising kids in a walkable placemaking downtown. And that's really what we continue to push.
What about parking? That's a big challenge. Many cities like Royal Oak and Ferndale have huge problems with that. Is that the case in Plymouth?
It's always a good and bad problem, right? If you have shortages of parking, that means people are interested in being in your town. But to your point, we're continually looking at and have developed some committees and an action plan on how we increase our inventory downtown, because we continue to add businesses that want to be in Plymouth. They want to locate, open up their small business or their restaurant, and we want to be able to accommodate. Even though we're 2.2 square miles, there's still a lot of development to be had.
And speaking of development, do you have any new development going on?
We got a couple of new restaurants that will be coming online probably after the first of the year. They've been, I think, highly anticipated, right on the corner of Kellogg Park, which is really the central gathering place for our community. It's beautifully positioned right in the heart of our downtown. But a couple of really nice signature restaurants will be joining the restaurant business in downtown Plymouth, and we're really excited. Bigelow and Arbor Brewing will be coming to downtown Plymouth.
We have been asking other mayors about the legalization of marijuana, and so I guess Plymouth has that downtown feel and traditional downtown and traditional community. What's the thought of recreational marijuana in Plymouth?
Well, we're currently studying it. I think like many communities across the state, the results just came in last week, and there's a lot of information that we still need to unpack. So our legal counsel's taken a look at it, and I think before the end of the year, we're going to have to make a determination as a community whether we decide to opt in or opt out. And again, like most communities, it comes down to the balance between the personal liberties, what the voters said and spoke loudly about, along with enforcement, and whether or not we as a community are well positioned to be able to manage that effectively.
So is there currently an ordinance on the books regulating pot shops, or you still would have to draft one of those?
I think we'd have to draft that. There's some zoning and some legal issues that are impacted and will be impacted based on the legislation. And again, I know our legal counsel's deep into that discovery right now. And we're going to have, a very vigorous conversation as a community, what direction we're going to go, again, probably before the end of the year.
So what have you heard from your residents? Have they been, obviously it passed, so
right.
We know a lot of people wanted this. But what have you been hearing directly from residents in Plymouth?
It's slowly trickling in. I think there's, like everything, there's probably an initial awareness that this was on the ballot, that it passed. And I think once the finer details come out about how the legislation is actually going to impact a community like Plymouth, I think we're going to probably hear from a lot more once we have those conversations publicly. So I just the casual you know, passerby or text or phone call or, you know, on the street. But other than that, not a whole lot more.
Because Wednesday night, of course, always a traditional bar night. A lot of college students will be coming back and celebrating. We hope everyone's gotten the message now. Call a friend, Uber, Lyft, or something. Has that been an issue in Plymouth? And, you know, you wonder, too, I guess that's one of the concerns people had about the recreational pot. Would that add to the driving under the influence problem?
And no question. I think you touch on something that we're incredibly concerned about. I think, like most communities, the impact that that's going to have on policing. And obviously, when people are driving under the influence of any sort, it's a major concern. I think to your question about Uber and Lyft and the impact that's had on our community, one, just from a public safety standpoint, it's been incredible seeing people make smarter decisions. And obviously Wednesday, we are, well positioned. I think we have an incredible police department. I think the finest policing in the area, and they really know how to communicate with the bars and restaurants to make sure that they're prepared, and if there's any issues, that we get on top of it right away. But yes, please continue to encourage people to pick up the phone and get in the app and click on the Uber ride and the Lyft ride and be safe.
So, Mayor, real quick before we wrap up, what is your biggest concern for residents of Plymouth?
I think right now, from a concern standpoint, it's just, again, continuing to make really, really smart choices when you're out and about. You know, this is an incredibly busy, stressful time of year, obviously with Thanksgiving and the bar nights and the shopping bonanzas that happen, the Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays of the world. Just continue to be kind to each other and be mindful that when someone's out on the road, they probably had a pretty stressful day. And continue to be mindful of people that are walking because we're such a walkable downtown. My message to drivers is be alert and make sure that you're watching where you're going and where you're turning.
All right. Thanks so much, Mayor Oliver Wolcott from Plymouth, for stopping in today. We've enjoyed talking with you, and good luck with everything in the city in the future.
Thank you kindly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.